Welcome back to Eagles Nightly. I'm your host, Becky Brensinger, alongside our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan. Adam, Eagles safety Colt Anderson is looking to make his third start of the season, his fifth start of his career this Sunday against the Redskins. However, he was taken off of the Vikings practice squad in 2010 just to be a special teams player. How did he end up working his way to make the starting position for the Eagles?
Never would have believed it. When they got him 2 years ago, first of all, he never really played other than a little bit on special teams. And there's not a lot of tape. So what the Eagles did is they looked at his special teams tape in the preseason, because that's all that was out there. And they saw something. They saw an aggressive guy who could get downfield, had good, really good speed, and he's willing to be physical. And wouldn't you know it, they sign him. And over 2 years, becomes their best special teams player by far. And they have some good special teams players. But Colt Anderson has just been unbelievable. His ascension to the starting job, it's been surprising, probably one of the better stories for the football team this season.
Just like you said, just like Brown earlier in the season, not everybody had a lot of tape on him. And people are wondering, you know, who is this Anderson guy? So now that they have tape on him, how are teams, specifically the Redskins, going to scheme around him now?
It's a good question, because when you look at Colt Anderson, his tape is very simple. He's got good movement, much better. Remember, he had the ACL injury last year, but he's fully healed. You saw there in that play, the pass breakup. He's very, very physical, and he's willing to stick his nose in there against the run. And when you're willing to be physical and you're smart like he is, you start to see an ascension. You start to see him play with confidence. And he brings such a confidence. He's a good communicator. He's done a really good job when he's had to be out there with communicating with the other safeties and defensive backs. And now, will they attack him? I thought that would happen the first time he got a chance to start. He didn't give up any plays. You saw that the Bengals tried to do it last week, but they didn't have very much success. But I think what's going to happen here is he's going to still continue to help against the run, which he's done. And against the pass, he's got great movement. He's not just the in-the-box player. As you saw against Cincinnati, he hit a couple really good run stops. But he is willing to mix it up in there against the pass. And he is not a liability against the pass, because when you come back from an ACL injury, you usually don't get your speed back. He has.
Anderson definitely has a lot of courage and has a lot of leadership, getting the Ed Block Courage Award this past week.
Right.
You know, what do you think makes him deserving in getting this award?
When you come back from an ACL injury, it usually takes 12 to 14 months to really feel like you should be back. You saw in the Detroit game, he struggled a little bit when he had a chance to play, but he never lost his confidence. He felt good about what he was doing. And when they asked him to start, he got better and better and better. You saw the Tampa Bay game was tremendous. So the plays he made against the run, and it's funny, against Cincinnati. When I would see him in the hallways, he'd have this big brace on. I'm like, oh, this kid will never do anything this year. That's what makes his ascension here so amazing. You know, he I'm sure he had some setbacks along the way, but the coaches and the training staff brought him along slowly, and right when he was ready, he took advantage of his opportunity. And that's a thing. Sometimes when you get the opportunity, you don't seize it. He did, and he's been a great story.
So now that his confidence has stepped up, his leadership has stepped up, he's gained the edge over Nate Allen, who was just benched this week going into the Redskins game. What does Nate need to do to step up and regain that starting position?
Okay, we just talked about confidence. Nate Allen's not playing with a lot of confidence. Communication has got to be a little better. He's got to start speaking up more, directing guys, lining up the secondary. This guy is a good football player. First half of the season, Becky, very, very good. Second half, not so good. He does have 1 year left on his contract. He'll certainly have a capability of competing for a start job next season. I think long term, Colt Anderson's not a starting safety, but he shocked us so far. We'll see about next year. But Nate Allen, the ceiling is high. He's just got to get the confidence back.
All right, now moving on to the Redskins game. They came from 3-6 to now 8-6. What is it about this Redskins team that has taken them so far so quickly? Is it coaching? Is it roster moves? Is it players getting more reps?
It's everything. Well, first of all, it's coaching, though. Mike Shanahan and Kyle Shanahan, they've done a tremendous job of managing RG3. Robert Griffin III has been one of the better stories in the National Football League. Clearly not what we expected. You just don't see rookies make this kind of an impact on a football team. The deep pass is fine, but he's unbelievable inside the numbers. Over 66% completion percentage. You don't see that in rookies.
No,
Nick Foles is just under 60, which is not too bad. But you see that big play to Pierre Garçon, who's gutting it out. Garçon's been a great free agent signing, no question about it. But I think RG3, the ability to throw the ball downfield, the pocket movement, they don't have a very good offensive line, Becky. And the confidence that he brings, some juice, some energy to their offense, no question about it. But not just him. They've got a running back in Alfred Marsh who's done a great job. And I'll be honest with you. Without Alfred Marsh, this is not a team that's competing for a playoff spot right now. Sixth-round pick out of Florida Atlantic. Downhill runner. I saw at the Senior Bowl last season. And remember, he came into training camp fourth on the depth chart. No one expected anything. They expected him to be on the practice squad. But what happened was, is he not only earned the spot on the roster, he moved off from the number three spot, the number two spot, to the number one spot, and he's never lost it. He's been good here from pillar to post. It's been a great story. Why aren't we talking about him for Rookie of the Year? It's been a great story, right?
He's in the mix.
Yeah, he absolutely should be in the mix. So he's done a really good job. And then I think when you look at it, not only has Alfred Morris done a great job on offense, but they've got some good contributions. Ryan Kerrigan on defense, absolutely terrific. Remember, they lost Adam Carriker, their star defensive end. They lost Brian Arakpo, who's their best pass rusher. Kerrigan had to step up, and he's been able to do that. He's played with more discipline. He's had some breakups on the quarterback. You know what he does well? He closes real well. It's not about sack numbers. It's about the ability to make the quarterback throw before he wants to. I thought he's done a great job of doing that. And I give credit to defensive coordinator Jim Haslett. He's done a tremendous job, Becky, of scheming and designing. When you don't have a great, you know, a volume of players to work with, you've got to scheme it up. And he's done a great job of doing that, especially lately, because in that five-game winning streak, the discipline on their defense is been tremendous, way better than it was early in the season.
So moving back to the Eagles, now that they're playing the Redskins this Sunday, What do the Eagles need to do to overtake the Skins?
It's a good question, and I think with LeSean McCoy coming back, get some balance in the running game. Use Bryce Brown in certain personnel groupings, and then get that inside running game, which has been gone. Remember, Bryce Brown's been running outside. He's not running inside. That is maddening. Run the ball inside, and if they do that, they'll be more successful. Still take the shot plays downfield. I still say you can beat the Skins downfield. D'Angelo Hall, number 23, watch him. They like to use him in the slot and out wide. That is the guy that teams pick on. And also, their safety play has been better lately, but those safeties are not great. I think the Eagles could take advantage of that.
Only two games left in the season here for the Eagles. Adam, thank you as always for coming on our segment around the NFL. Eagles fans, don't go anywhere because we will be right back on the other side.